Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back.
Good morning. Are you listening?
Good question. Segue.
Today we're going to talk about listening mindfully.
That was slick.
Now, we've talked before, and I know that we talk with patients oftentimes about the difference between hearing and listening. I don't know if we've really talked about it much on the podcast.
We have never really discussed this topic.
Right.
We kind of skirted it a couple times when we talked about electronic devices and texting and all that, but we've never really focused on this the way we're going to this morning.
Right.
If you'll allow it.
Maybe. We'll see. So let's differentiate hearing and listening real quick.
There's hearing, there's listening, and there's listening. There's two listenings.
Listening.
There is. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
See that? So, hearing is a physiological process.
Biological.
That is, you know, sound waves enter the ear canal, shake around the little hairs in there, and then shake the little bones, the little baby, small bones in there.
Right.
And then those vibrations are sent to the brain, and then they are translated into the sounds that we understand and process.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting
I have a slide
system
about that that I play for my students, that I do for my students. Interesting. It's an interesting process.
Fascinating.
Okay.
But then there's listening. And listening is a cognitive process. It's not a physiological process. It's a cognitive process. And so that's where we're... It requires attention. Mm-hmm. It requires acknowledging. You know, there's a lot of things. The article that we're referencing with some of this is one from Psychology Today called Mindful Listening, and we'll post the link. And but it says that she in the article, she references some research that says that humans only process 2,000 of the 400 billion pieces of information that come into their brain per second.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk about this article this morning was because of that number.
Yeah.
That's absolutely astonishing to me.
Right.
And it, just to repeat it, it says, we process 2,000 of the 400 billion
pieces of information
coming
per second.
In every second.
Per second.
I don't think that's a misprint.
Right.
But
so how do you expect me to pay attention to you so well when I have 400 billion
competing?
Well, 399 I can't go on.
Right.
But it's a lot of
you
information.
Get but so the important point to that is, besides it being absolutely astonishing to me that there could be 400 billion pieces of information coming in every second. When I was reading that, I thought, "Oh, that's a lot every year, not every second." So 400 billion.
Mm-hmm.
If we're only attending to 2,000, that means that listening is a social and cognitive function.
Right.
Okay. Because obviously you're filtering most stuff out.
Right.
And you're only attending to what's important to you. That's the social, they call socio-cognitive function. Is that we're always filtering most stuff and dumping it, and we're only attending to some.
Right.
And that's the important thing with listening, is that we are selective listeners. Okay, that's point number one.
Right, right. And it's also an issue that people with ADHD and some other mental health conditions, that's a challenge that they have, because it is difficult to differentiate of those 400 billion pieces of information that are coming in per second.
Right.
It's difficult to determine which of the 2,000 are the most important.
That's right. You're always making that decision about what do I want to listen to.
Right.
And therein lies the rub, because when you listen to somebody, there is always competing information coming in.
Right.
And one of the things that we all fall prey to is that we begin to attend to some of the other stuff while somebody is talking to us.
Right.
And that's the that's what she's discussing here in this article.
Right.
Is that we attend selectively, but when somebody's talking to us, do we fully listen? Do we fully attend mm-hmm. to that person in that moment?
Right, right. And so this is the second type of listening that you're referring to, and it is what she calls mindful listening.
That's right.
And mindful listening is the idea that we are paying attention and we are fully committed.
That's right.
To the conversation mm-hmm. or to the interaction that we're having at that moment in time.
That's right. Because we've all done, it's a funny analogy here. We have all read books.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read 3 or 4 pages and say, I have no idea what I just read.
Right.
You're reading the words.
Right.
But you don't remember what they said. So you have to go back and reread those pages.
Okay? Right.
It's the same with listening.
Mm-hmm.
We can be listening to somebody.
Right.
But really not be engaged. Not listening at that second level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes, we're listening. But we're really not paying attention.
Right.
We're really not listening mindfully.
Right.
Okay. And that's so there's 2 types of listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like
yeah.
there's 2 types of reading.
Right. So with mindful listening, what we're talking about is sort of taking some of those strategies that we use for mindfulness-based meditation
that's
and
right.
mindfulness-based living mm-hmm. and applying it to our
right.
social interactions. And
right.
so we're being very cognizant of where we are and what mm-hmm. we're doing and what their person is saying and focusing on that moment in time,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, what most of us try to do is while the person is talking to us, we're already starting to devise our response.
That's right.
And because we're trying to devise our response, we're missing all the rest of that, the information that they're sharing.
Right.
And part of that, I think, is a social thing because,
right.
Not even a social thing. It's a cultural thing.
Cultural.
Because
right.
in our society, we expect fast.
Right.
And so if a person asks a question
mm-hmm.
and you pause for more than a few microseconds,
right.
the person is going to jump back in and say, did you understand what I asked you?
Right.
Give me your answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that pressure is going to begin.
Right.
And so that is very much a cultural thing that we
it
have
is.
Here in the United States, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a Western thing generally.
Yeah.
You know, in other cultures, they are much more willing to hesitate and pause
mm-hmm.
and allow for some of that silence to happen in between
mm-hmm.
During the dialogue so
right.
that people can process the information and make sure that the responses that they give are complete and accurate.
I think it's an excellent point. Point number one is, if you're going to listen mindfully, is don't rush through conversations.
Right.
Slow down
mm-hmm.
and take your time. This isn't Twitter or texting. Conversation is a different process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the give and slow the whole thing down. Make
right.
sure you're hearing what the other person is saying. You talk about we're formulating our responses. They're talking. Many people start to talk
mm-hmm.
before the other person's finished.
Right.
They're in such a hurry to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Let somebody finish their thought and think about what they're saying, not about what you're going to say in response.
Mm-hmm.
Formulate that later.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that is
that's
a major component,
mm-hmm.
yeah, of mindful listening. Another part of mindful listening is the actual processing that's taking place, and that's where you're taking in the information and you're allowing it to and you're allowing yourself to fully consider
that's
what
right.
they're saying
that's
before
right.
before you try to respond or before you try to counter with other information.
That's right. Recently, we talked about multitasking.
Right,
okay?
Right.
That you can't do 2 things at the same time.
Right.
Here we go. This falls into that category. If you're listening, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're listening and you're formulating,
mm-hmm.
you're either switching back and forth or you've stopped listening.
Right.
Okay. So don't try to formulate your response. Just listen.
Right.
Because otherwise you're trying to multitask and
right.
you can't listen and think at the same time.
Right.
Even though you think you can, you don't.
Right. Another really important aspect is, you know, if you're not sure about something, is
mm-hmm.
to ask very good questions. You know,
right.
ask for clarification, ask
mm-hmm.
for additional information before you try to assume or
don't
before
assume
you try
that,
to jump.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. Don't assume that you know. When a person is using words that aren't very, very precise, you
mm-hmm.
know, what do you mean when you say you're frustrated? You know,
mm-hmm.
if you say, well, I'm really frustrated about this, and rather than jumping in with a response, ask the person,
right.
what do you mean when you say you're frustrated? What
right.
do you mean by that?
Exactly.
Right. Clarify. That shows the other person that you're listening carefully and that
yeah.
you are interested.
Right.
That's mindful listening.
Right. And I think the last important piece is what we what we used to do, or we used to talk about a lot, and I don't think we do as much anymore, and that is like paraphrasing. This is what I understood you to say. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're asking me this. Right. It sounds like you're saying this, and mm-hmm. to make sure that you understand. Right. And it sounds like, and I know that many of you are probably listening, thinking, okay, that sounds like a lot of work. You're making.
It is.
If conversations and interactions are important to you, then it should be
right.
some work.
That's right.
It should be that the interest should be more in making, ensuring that you understand each other and appreciate what each other is trying to say than just trying to hurry through the information.
Right. Two other things worth mentioning. When we talk about listening attentively or listening empathically, our attention spans are only about 10 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
even as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Attention span correlates to chronological age till about 10 or 11, and then most of us have about a 10 or 12 minute attention span.
Mm-hmm.
So be cognizant of that, that
right.
you are going to probably start drifting a little bit after the first 8 or 10 minutes into a conversation. So be aware that we do have limited attention span.
Right.
That's one issue. And I'll think about the other one in a second. Forgot what I was going to say for the second one.
It's really because you talked for more than 10 minutes, and so you lost...
Probably what it is.
You lost your ability to attend to yourself.
What was the other one? There was something else.
I don't know. You don't remember? Well, if he remembers, we will mention it in another podcast, because I think that's it for today.
I know, but this is really... Oh, you know, we used to teach this course.
Yeah.
At USF.
Yeah.
And I know what it was. I remember now. See? We teach children how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We do not teach children how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a skill that we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been good listeners because we don't teach listening. It's not a value that we teach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many kids get lessons in listening?
Mm-hmm.
Most don't. We're taught how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught how
mm-hmm.
to listen. And also with the electronic media,
right?
People have become less good at listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing that ability,
right?
Because we don't need to listen
right.
when you're texting. You don't have to have that skill. And if you don't practice empathic listening, you're not going to be very good at it.
Right.
So
that's right. So we do need to teach. Yeah.
If you're married, read this article, because we don't listen to our spouses.
Yeah.
We don't.
It's true.
I mean, we're all guilty of that.
Yeah.
So if you're married and if you want to maintain a relationship, or if you want to maintain a relationship, read this article and learn how to listen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The link will be in the show notes, and so you can check it out there. So, all right. Well, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.